ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here it is, the commentary for March 25th, 2022.
Michael, I've watched many of the clips of the hearings for Judge Ketanji Jackson. But what's also interesting about this question about the fact that she's unable to define a woman is that Senator Blackburn, in her opening statement the day before, really made it very clear what her Senator Blackburn's interests were about Title IX and a whole bunch of other things. And so the question itself should not have come as a surprise. Senator Blackburn, I think, was completely taken aback by the answer, and the nation ought to be completely taken aback. And women, I have a granddaughter who is a girl. I have another who's in her teens and playing high school volleyball. I have another grandbaby who's a girl, and I want my grandchildren's, my female grandchildren's rights to be protected. And Ketanji Jackson apparently can't bring herself to, well, she doesn't know what a woman is. Now, I thought that Senator Blackburn, I thought she was very kind by not saying, well, now, let me then see if I can delve into this, because there are many people in the media who say that you are a historic nominee for the Supreme Court, and that if you get on the Supreme Court, you'll be the first black woman. Can you tell me what black means? Can you tell me what are you a woman? Are you a woman? What makes you a woman? Are you distinct as a woman from your husband? If your husband said he was now your wife, would that be under the law? How would that work? Could you both, as wives, could you both get benefits? And so what we are is we're at a point. Jason Whitlock was on Tucker Carlson that night, and Jason Whitlock, who I absolutely think is just fantastic, he quoted Voltaire. And what he said, I may get this slightly wrong because I didn't write it down, but what he said was that if they can make you believe the absurd, then they can make you commit atrocities. And that's where we are in this country. We're getting very, very close to the point where the left is totally absurd in their worldview by Western standards, by our standards. And by the way, around the world today, there are countries who will arrest, kill, ruin all kinds of their own citizens. And the left does not see that as a problem unless the person who is hurt is one of them. So they is a leftist, like, for example, Khashoggi in Saudi Arabia. That bothered the left. But all the other people around the world who are just normal people who are being arrested and jailed and executed because they oppose larger government, the left just simply doesn't care. And that was a very telling part of the hearing and a telling part of our country. And it's going to be interesting to see if there are any Democrats in the Senate who decide that she should not be elevated to the Supreme Court.
And that is today's commentary. And you are spot on.